The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of the presenters and are not shared by Jukasa Radio or its affiliations.
Come on. Are you ready? It's time for Squad Hour.
Squad Hour here on 93.5. Josh, Carla, Dea Miller.
Ooh, that was a big emphasis. I don't know. I messed up already.
Emphasis on the Dea.
Hey, Dea Miller.
Ooh, I want to use it for my demo.
That was good.
Yeah, guys, I can do stuff. I just don't ever.
Do my name.
Carla.
Okay. Yeah, I can use
that. Super aggressive.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't go by her last name, right? Dea Miller, like, you can work that like you're a fighter. Right,
like the UFC.
Like you can do it like a UFC, right? You can be like, Dea Miller. You can do stuff like that.
That needs to be my intro every.
But Carla, what do you do, Carla?
That's it.
Doesn't work
that's
all that you way. Need. Oh, I'm getting dirty looks from the other side because I'm yelling out
They're
loud.
Wondering what you're doing.
They're wondering why am I yelling so loud.
They probably think we're arguing right now.
No, we're not arguing.
Never.
All right, so we got new music to play. I got a. Not a story, but I'd love to hear your opinion on a story that I read.
Okay.
And kind of get your thoughts on it. So we'll talk about that. It has to do with skills, all right?
Which me and Carla have tons of.
Tons of, but the question is, what would you pay for a skill?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll give you time to think about that, and then we'll talk about it, see how much money you're willing to pay for a skill that you would die to have. Like, okay. If I had this skill, no questions asked. How much would you pay for it? And I'll let you know what other people said for their skills and how much they're willing to pay for. Because that's an interesting thought. Because in the world, the way it is now, it's like very future driven, right? We see all these movies about the future and it's like,
yeah.
You can one day, who knows, you might be able to like do these kinds of things. Pay money for a skill or for a power of some kind in a distant future.
I feel like the world that we live in now, though, you can pretty much make money off of doing anything. Any skill that you have, yeah. You could use that to your advantage.
Absolutely. Any skill. Like, mm-hmm. It used to be, if you could, you know, work with wood. If you could,
work with wood.
Yeah, like if you were a carpenter of some kind, you'd make a lot of money doing that. And then it evolves, and now it's, if you know anything about a computer...
Wasn't Carla just talking about how she likes the smell of wood?
Yes, she said she likes the smell of man.
And then she thought of wood.
Then she thought of wood for some reason.
You
I don't
thought
know why.
Of wood.
You said it.
You said it. I didn't say it. He
the
didn't
cedar
say it.
Wood.
You like the smell of cedar?
No, I like the smell of axe.
Like the cheapest scent you can
she
get.
She likes the smell of douche. That's what it is. All right, so we'll talk about all that stuff coming up. What is the song for today?
Okay, we got it. It's Iggy Azalea. She is back with some more new music. Sally Walker, 93.5, the premiere.
Yeah, yeah, what up, y'all? This your boy Fat Joe, and you are tuned into Jukasa Radio on the Six Nation. You already know what it is, baby.
New music from Iggy Azalea. That is Sally Walker.
Oh, yeah.
Started off sounding like she was about to do Cardi B's Money.
Yeah.
That's how it started.
That's what it sounds like.
And then it turned into a nursery rhyme.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, man, she's bad. She's so bad at her job.
I just don't understand who's in the studio with her and who's not telling her, girl, this is a bad song.
That's a great question. She's just not talented. Like, maybe they could just say that.
That part?
Just start there. You're not talented.
All right, so... You want to know Sally Walker.
Yeah, who
I Googled
is that?
Sally Walker. Now, this might not be the Sally Walker she's referring to, but this is the first Sally Walker that came up. Sally Ann Walker is a lawyer and former senior university advisor. In 2010, Deakin University conferred upon her an honorary degree of Doctor of Laws for her distinguished contribution to the university. She is a professor of both the University of Deakin and the University of Melbourne, which is Australia.
Oh, okay.
And in 2011, she was made a member of the Order of Australia.
I still feel like...
That might be it!
Yeah, that could be her. She's from Australia.
That might be it!
Okay, if you're Sally Walker then, if you're this lady... How do you feel about having this song made about you?
She needs to sue her.
Inspired
she
by you.
She needs to sue her.
Yeah, like, just a bad song.
Okay, like, let's just take a quick glimpse at this video right now. All right, it's got 1.2 million views. It came out yesterday.
Oh, there's a music video.
There's a music video.
Is she doing what she normally does?
Somebody got hit by a car and they're bleeding on the road. Now they're at a funeral.
Okay. Yep.
She's got blue hair now. She's now dressed in all red, gyrating on the hood of a car. Now she's performing at a funeral during the eulogy. Everyone's dressed in black. Ooh, now she is dancing in a graveyard. And now it looks like they're doing Thriller. All right. So that's just the Cole's Notes version of that bad video.
So she killed her own music off.
Cole Notes?
Yes.
That was very pops of you.
No, Kate. So I've had to explain this to you in the past. Cole's Notes is a thing.
Like, what do you mean it's a thing?
It's like Sparks Notes.
Who is Spark?
Spark is not a person.
Okay, I don't know if this is even appropriate to say on air, but back in the day, like in high school, if you didn't want to read a whole book, you would
buy
just,
the Cole's Notes version of it.
Or look it up online. It's called Sparks Notes, and it would literally give you a condensed version of the book that people would just read so and that they could do the test.
Why was that not appropriate for radio?
Because I don't want to be a bad influence on kids who are in school.
It was a way to cheat. was a way to cheat.
I was just so intelligent, I didn't need to.
Yeah, of course.
I read all the books.
That's why you crushed the beginning of the show by butchering the English language.
English is my second language.
No, I'm not accepting that.
It is.
I am not accepting that as an excuse.
How many words do you know in Mohawk?
I don't know. Who said I know Mohawk? Maybe I know Cuga.
Okay. How many words do you know in Cuga?
I don't know. There's so many I can't count.
And yet it's your first.
Yeah. Well, my first is sign language. Get it? Yeah. No?
No, I don't get it.
It's still a language.
But you don't know how to do it, so it doesn't count.
I don't know. Gang sign. Gang, gang, gang.
That is not sign language. Like, that is just made up things that Snoop Dogg did.
Next subject.
All right, so coming up, we're going to talk about skills that we would pay for. Like, what's something that you wish you were able to do but can't do it, no matter how hard you've tried? And how much money would you be willing to pay to acquire said skill? And then we'll talk about that. And we'll hang out and talk about other stuff as well. I'll make Carla think of something. Coming up right now, Julian Taylor Band, Chemical Low. You're listening to Squad Hour here on Jukasa Radio.
Yeah, yeah, what up, y'all? This your boy Fat Joe, and you are tuned into Jukasa Radio on the Six Nation. You already know what it is, baby.
I'm sure there are things we wish we could do that we just can't. So if we could put a dollar amount on how much we're willing to spend to acquire that skill, what would it be? So a new survey looked into different skills we wish we had and how much we'd pay to magically have them with zero effort. So zero training, zero practice. You're able to do it. It found the skill we'd pay the most for, well, is inappropriate, so we can't talk about that.
What is it?
It's okay, inappropriate. We can't talk about it. But apparently most people are willing to spend more than $8,000 to be good at it. The rest of the top five skills are being less anxious, being able to do public speaking, being more patient, and being more athletic. So I ask you, any skill you wish you could do, what would it be and how much money would you be willing to spend in order to do it?
Is flying off the table? Does it have to be something that is actually achievable?
We will talk about that after, but okay. Flying does not count in this cycle.
All right, you go first.
I am all for those things that you already said, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in.
But how much would you pay?
I don't need to.
He already has them.
I was born with that.
Yeah.
I don't know, like maybe like. Okay, so it can't be like the read people's minds?
No superpowers.
What?
Skills, real attainable skills that would require practice.
I wish that I could learn languages really, really fast. Like 100 different languages.
Okay. That's a good one.
All right, so how much money would you spend to be able to talk in several languages?
I don't know, maybe like $5,000. If I had $5,000?
If you have $5,000 and you're like, I would like to learn 10 languages, here you go. Here's the money.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Carla?
I wish that I could produce music, beats.
Oh, like you wish you had that ear. And like,
or
that
just be able to
skill
do it
on the computer.
Yeah.
That's attainable, though. You can literally actually do that.
That's the point of this story.
I'm too lazy. Like, yes. I wish I could just do it, you know?
So the survey found the top things that prevent us from learning new skills is putting in the time, losing interest, and spending the money in order to learn them.
Yeah, so if I could spend the money, I mean, I would pay like a grand.
Yeah, I wish I could play the guitar.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I would spend like $2,000-$3,000 if you just told me, hey, you can play the guitar, no problem.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool. I can kind of play the saxophone, but that's because I had to learn
in high school.
I always
wanted to play the saxophone.
Yeah. I was forced to learn in high school and I took band.
Interesting.
Because I couldn't take art because I can't draw, and I couldn't take drama because I was too nervous.
Do you think you remember anything? Like, if we brought one in?
God, no.
We should try
that. I haven't played the saxophone in probably 15 years.
Was there any instruments like you learned as a kid that you don't think you would remember right now?
I used to know how to play the guitar.
Okay, we should just bring in all these instruments and try them.
Oh, did you know there's a studio right next to us? Like,
you don't have to bring in any instruments. They're right here.
I used to play the violin. I have no clue how to do it anymore.
All right, so you brought up superpowers. So the fun part about the survey is they also asked people how much they pay for superpowers. Okay, that's important.
Okay.
Now, the most popular one was healing or regeneration like Wolverine. Most people said they would spend $143,000.
$143,000, it's very specific.
In order, I know, right? they take the average, right?
Oh, okay.
So they take, everybody said this is how much we're willing to spend, and then they average it out. So that is a pretty penny to, literally, if you get cut, it heals.
That's cool.
You break a bone, it heals itself over time quickly, not like you have to put a cast on and deal with it. The rest are bending time, so basically being able to stop time.
Oh.
Invisibility, teleportation, mind reading, the gift of flight, yes. Super strength, moving things with your mind, and X-ray vision. If you add it all up, in order to become Superman, it will cost over $1 million.
So, well, I think people would pay $1 million to be Superman.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like Elon Musk would just be like, here's all my money, make me a superhero. Donald Trump would probably do it too.
Well, like, couldn't Elon Musk be like Iron Man, pretty much?
Probably.
He probably has enough money and he's smart enough.
He has the money and the resources to be Iron Man if he wanted to.
He should.
But he's a very smart man.
We should start a petition.
So, what superpowers would you want?
I would definitely want either teleporting or flying. Either one.
I want to be, who's the guy in the wheelchair from X-Men?
Professor X.
Yeah, I want to have his powers.
Do you want his abilities to
yes.
be able to read minds and stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting.
What about you?
Super strength or to run really fast like the Flash.
So either Flash or the Hulk.
You're telling me out of any superpower, you just want to be strong?
Very strong.
Why?
Or very fast.
Really?
Because, okay, here's, you guys got to think about this. Gift of flight, great idea. What happens if you accidentally get stuck in a plane propeller? Then you're dead.
I didn't think that.
Yeah, no, you didn't think about that. You are in a wheelchair. You can't walk.
No, I didn't. I said I want his abilities, not his disability.
Don't want that either. If I'm really strong, I can pretend like I'm not very strong and win a bunch of strongman competitions. If I'm fast, I don't have to go as fast as my full speed, but I'd win a bunch of track meets. And I'd be the greatest Olympian in history.
I don't know.
Genius. That's the genius right there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Show of hands, would you spend $1 million to be Superman?
If I had it, I guess.
If I had it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we can all agree on that one. Coming up, Sean Hook, Relapse, and then your 2-0 Times News update.
More hit music up next.
That's right.
Chicasa Radio 93.5.
Josh, Carla, Dan Miller, Squad Hour, and Carla, you're having an issue with your friends.
Yeah, not so much my friends, but more like guys that I talk to sometimes.
Oh, my God. How many guys are you talking to?
There was one.
Okay.
He's gone
now. So it's just one guy, not guys.
Yeah.
Where is this story going?
I have to make my life sound more exciting than it is, you know, sometimes. Okay, so this building doesn't really get well service.
Wow, that's the English you've chosen?
Well service? Doesn't get service
this
well.
This building does not get well service. As we can all relate to what I have just said, service is not well.
Okay, so
this building doesn't have great cell reception.
Yeah, I don't know why I said it like that.
Hey, Andy, save that one. Remember it. When time did it happen? Quarter two. Remember that one.
So sometimes I'll get text messages, but for some reason I can't send them. I can't send text messages back because I'll have like one bar.
Yeah.
And I think the messages go through. And then I look at my phone later on and it says message not delivered. And people will get mad at me because they think I'm ignoring them or I'm ignoring their messages when really I'm not. It's just I can't answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I had one person get mad at me for that, but I just kind of let it go because I can't control that. Right?
I don't get in trouble for not being able to respond to people, mostly because I'm an adult and not in childish relationships.
That's the thing. I feel like it's healthy for people not to get mad at you for that.
Very healthy.
So that's a red flag.
They should just be patient, you know?
Yeah.
Patience is a virtue.
And even if I was taking long to respond, and maybe it wasn't because of the service, you should just be patient and wait.
You should be patient. Your patience should be well.
Not only that, they should be like, oh, she's at work. Maybe she's busy.
Have you ever had anybody get mad at you for not responding right away?
No.
No, I only get in trouble when I only answer one of the two messages I get.
Guys do that.
Every guy does it.
I get frustrated when I know, like, so if I know someone is at home doing nothing at all and they read my message because it says red, like on Facebook, mm-hmm. I will get upset. I'll be like, you read that. I know you're not doing anything.
Yes, I hate that. I hate when I Facebook message someone, it says red, and then they post something on their wall like an hour later and it's like, you should have the decency to message me back.
It's complete disrespect.
Sometimes when I'm on Facebook on the computer, the message will pop up and it'll say I read it, but I didn't mean for the message to just pop up. I didn't click on it.
But technically,
so I don't respond because I wasn't ready to read that.
I wasn't ready.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Your communication skills are lacking.
But
or not well.
No, they're not lacking.
They're not well.
They're just not fast sometimes.
So do you ever purposely not message someone back because you want them to wait or something like that?
Not because I want them to wait. It's just because personally, I just check my messages when I want to. And like, I don't check every day. I get messages in the morning. I'm the person who does not check my phone until I get to work. Once I get to work, if I have time, then I'll respond as I go.
So you wait until you have no cell reception to look at your phone.
That might be the problem.
That might be the problem.
Like, I don't check my phone from when I leave my house till I get here, right? You don't check when you're in the car.
So for half an hour.
Yeah, for about 20 minutes, 25 minutes, I won't look at it. And then I get here, I look at it. And because I know I'm here and my cell reception is lacking. See, there's another one you could do.
Lacking.
Not well service. I go on the computer and just Facebook message whoever texts me.
Mm.
They know. They know. I've been here long enough. They know the deal. Once I'm at work, there's no point in texting me.
I feel like people think I'm lying, though, when I say, like, I couldn't respond because I didn't have service.
I have, I actually have 3 bars right now. And I have Wi-Fi calling on, so people could text me,
like,
in theory.
I have a friend who started just texting me, like, one-word answers.
Don't you have Wi-Fi calling?
And I think she's mad. Huh?
Don't you have Wi-Fi calling?
Wi-Fi calling? No, I don't.
You
think
have an
so.
iPhone, so you have iMessage.
Yeah, but people who don't have iPhones, like Android users, which I don't know why you would want an Android, but they can't text
disrespect.
Me, and I can't get their
text. I have an Android, and I have Wi-Fi calling.
I don't know what that is. I don't think iPhones have that.
Google it. Just Google it. We got a couple songs for you. Close out the show. Get ready for the afternoon drive. Here's NF Let You Down.
Jukasa, Six Nations. You already know what it is. Your boy, French Montana. And
Jukasa Radio, 93.5.
All right, Carl. You got some big plans this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You do?
I do. It's Juno weekend. I'm excited. Tomorrow, me and Steph are going to head down there. We've got the gala night event. So we'll be seeing Steph and I will be there. And then Sunday is the big thing, the Juno Awards.
Big
yes,
show.
The live show, live broadcast. We're going to be on the red carpet asking questions. Then we get to go to the media room afterwards. Definitely excited, feeling the pressure. And yeah, but we got this.
Feeling the pressure.
Well, she doesn't have me to rely on this time.
You have Joshua there with you.
I have cue cards.
Just cue cards this time.
Is the difference.
That's the big difference.
When me and Josh went, we didn't know what to expect. So we just went in there and we were like, okay.
But that's how I operate.
Yeah.
That's how I work best, with no preparation whatsoever. And I just go in and I wing it.
Just wing it.
Yeah, that's all it is. So have fun with that.
Thanks.
Don't mess up.
I'm going to try to hug Tory Lanez, though.
You don't even know if he's there.
He's probably not going to go. I think he's...
He might.
He's above the Junos now.
He might. I feel like he was there last year.
Don't set your hopes on...
I'm not.
Who do you think is going to be the biggest star there?
Nav.
Well, Shawn Mendes and Alessia Cara are both together on tour in Europe.
Yeah.
So they're both not going to be there.
Belly will be there, so that'll be cool. I feel like he'll be there.
Probably not.
She feels like he'll be
there. The Weeknd might be there.
Probably not.
If he is there, he's probably just going to skip everything and just show up to when he wins his award.
I don't even think he's going to like actually show up to get his award. Did he even submit himself?
He showed up last year to pick up his award.
Biggest star there, Carly Rae Jepsen. calling it now. That will be the biggest star.
Oh, Jessie Reyes is going to be there. Excited
biggest
for her.
Biggest star there will be Carly Rae Jepsen.
High expectations.
Calling it. That's that. And you're going to report on Monday. And you'll be like, who's biggest star there? Carly Rae Jepsen. Because she's got new music out. Guaranteed. Carly Rae Jepsen.
She's going to sing Friday.
That is not. What?
Is she the one? Friday.
No.
Friday.
She's the one. Call Me Maybe.
Oh. Yeah, she's Call Me Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Carla's in next for your afternoon drive. Day is in tonight. Hopefully you have a great weekend. It's supposed to be not terrible outside. Closing out the show, Halsey, Without Me.